So for Coach's Corner, we're going to talk about an article from the Wall Street Journal called Here's What a $5 Million Retirement Looks Like in America. This was shared by a client of ours. It's a profile of four couples or people, individual people in different parts of the country with roughly $5 million in retirement savings each. And it just details their income expenses and gives us a sense of their retirement lifestyles. Was there anything about any of these people specifically or the article more generally that stood out to you guys?
I think the majority of people that we meet that are millionaires or multimillionaires, it's like across the board, all of them are like, I never could have imagined I would have amassed this much wealth.
Yes.
Like all of them say that. And then they have trouble spending that wealth because they've just saved and saved and saved. If you can accumulate $5 million, and I'm thinking of like a normal suburbia lifestyle, I think you're well set. Like, I don't think you have much to worry. Assuming it's like you have a house, maybe a small condo at the beach, you can probably live a very, very comfortable lifestyle. Assuming that your lifestyle is fairly normal, you don't have these high aspirations of like leaving each kid $3 million or anything like that, just taking care of you and your partner for the rest of your lives. I think $5 million is absolutely plenty.
And you're saying that for like someone retiring today, right?
Someone retiring today, right? They want to drive BMWs. They want to go to the beach. They want to travel. They want to just live an unbudgeted lifestyle. I don't see how $5 million can't do that for them.
I don't know if I agree. I think a couple things. $5 million is very different if it's in your 401k and IRA accounts and $0 outside of that, or if the $5 million is really all in after tax money because let's say you sold a business or you just saved it. It's a very, very different number because of the tax piece of it. But also $5 million can safely roughly generate $200,000 a year in cash flow without having to worry too much about running out of money.
So even if that was
give or take,
even if that was all IRA, you net 150 at the low end.
Yeah. So if you're taking like expensive vacations, driving BMWs, and like in the current world, the cost of life has skyrocketed, I would worry that maybe it's not enough. It's enough for someone who's lived a frugal life and is going to continue to do that for the most part, and maybe not be called upon to help a kid or something in a big way financially. I don't, $5 million isn't what it used to be for sure. Like, and I think it's, the answer is it just depends. It just depends.
I mean, I feel like 80-90% of the people that have that and are the people that you and I are describing. I don't think it depends. 4% gives you $200,000 net 150. If it's all IRA plus probably another 30 to 50 of Social Security, is $200,000 a year easily. No mortgage. Yeah, cars, going out to eat, travel. But you don't have to keep that $5 million until you're 90.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but you're saying no mortgage, and you're saying, you know, lots of previous expenses are off the books now. That's the huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, every person, every couple, every individual's circumstance is completely different. I'm just talking about like the average retired client that we see live on about 150 to 250 a year, depending.
Mm-hmm.
Most of their homes are paid off. They want to drive nice cars. They want to travel, like a $20,000 to $40,000 travel budget per year. Dude, I think like unless they wanted to leave the $5 million to their kids, you take your 4% and you spend it down over the next 30, 40 years. And yeah, you can live a pretty rock star lifestyle, even if you had a mortgage. I think like I'm accounting with spending down the $5 million, which by the way, none of them would want to do.
Right.
Right.
None of them would be comfortable with.
Right.
But in reality, you're either going to do that or you're going to die with $5 million. Who the hell wants that?
Yeah. And I think the purpose of this article, and it's probably a combination of what you're both saying, is that like, because they have $5 million, their lifestyle has not dramatically changed than what it was to accumulate $5 million. So they haven't like gone, okay, now I have this amount of money. I'm going to take the super expensive vacation. I'm going to buy the newest, nicest cars. I'm going to buy the second home, right? They've maintained most of what, at least based on the article that, you know, the information they shared, most of the lifestyle decisions and choices that got them to this point. But they're also like, I mean, some of them have pensions, right? Some of, like, there's Social Security. One of these people is still working. So there's other factors beyond the retirement that's like, is $5 million enough for these people? Probably, right? Assuming nothing big or different than what we shared. But I think it was more a look into, like, and you said this yesterday, Jeff, it used to kind of be like the $1 million, right? It felt right. Like $1 million was a mark in which if you got there,
you were set.
You were set. And we know that that's not the case. And is $5 million the new bogey? Maybe, maybe not. For these people, it's sufficient. But again, there's pieces of their plans, pensions specifically, that aren't going to exist for retirees beyond this day and age.
Yeah, so, and I think that's I'm glad you brought that up because that's rare. Most people have to figure whatever I save plus Social Security is it.
Yeah.
There's no other source of income because the value of a pension is enormous. We see it with our clients that have it. So maybe that's where I'm kind of leaning towards. It needs to be ratcheted higher. And five seems like your point's right, Jeff. Like for those who lived reasonably frugally their entire lives while they saved, invested, and accumulated the five, they're likely not going to change their spending habits very dramatically because that's just who they are. You don't go from a frugal saver to buying 3 vacation homes and traveling, you know, 6 months out of the year and ripping through $5 million in no time. That just doesn't happen.
If you bust your ass with a savings platform to accumulate $5 million, you're not going to have any idea how to spend $5 million.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I mean, it's just because when you think about, like, I think about my personal life and what we make and then where it all goes. And I'm like, oh my God, well, what's going to happen when I don't really care to accumulate non-IRA money? I don't have to put money in a 401k. I don't have to fund 529 plans. I don't have to pay for life insurance. Like, there's a lot of categories of savings that happen. And you get accustomed to, like, okay, well, I make 150, but you really don't. You're putting 20 in a 401k. You're sending kids to college. Like, when that all gets behind you, 150 goes a lot further when you're retired.
Yeah, that's a good point. Most definitely.
I mean, I thought it was interesting, but, you know, the different parts of the country, like the couple living in Bozeman, Montana, or the couple, which is, I know it's Montana, but it's a very popular kind of, I'll say, touristy destination. So cost of living there is going to be more expensive. Irvine, California, the cost of living there is going to be more expensive. But then you have a couple in Cary, North Carolina. We spend $130,000 a year, right? Like, there's influences beyond even just our intentional spending or savings habits that impact this too, right? A lot of our clients who live and work in the kind of Philadelphia or surrounding areas, you know, who decide to move, typically move to lower cost of living areas. Not all of them, but most of them. And that changes things. Obviously, there's health, like, there's a lot of variables that aren't detailed in these profiles, but it was interesting. I think if someone's looking for, like, a, you know, do I fit this mold or am I similar to this person, it maybe gives them, like, a persona to attach to.
That cost of living thing really hits home when you're watching, like, HGTV and are like, Johnny and Sally are buying a house in Danbury, North Carolina, and they put it on the screen, you're like, oh my God, it's like a $5 million mansion. Like, it's $132,000. What?
Yeah.